This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Voting was held in 121 constituencies spread across 18 districts. Over 60% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. This phase will decide the political fate of several prominent leaders, including BJP candidates and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with 16 ministers of the Nitish Kumar cabinet. RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is also in the fray. Elaborate security arrangements were made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the first phase. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly polls in Bihar. Leaders of NDA and Mahagathbandhan held back-to-back rallies and roadshows in the support of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed rallies at Araria and Bhagalpur in the state. He accused RJD of lawlessness and lack of development in Bihar during its tenure. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a rally at Purnia in Bihar. Mr. Gandhi said Bihar needs to progress again, adding that the world's best universities and hospitals should be established in the state. In the second phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to the polls on 11th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kindarapu today said the centre is working on a strong and robust policy to establish India as a global leader in sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, production. Addressing the India SAF Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu said India carries an edge over its peers due to its feedstock availability and production facilities.
Sustainable aviation fuel, and India has the opportunity to take lead here with the kind of production facilities it has and the kind of feedstock availability and the raw material availability it has. We can make sure that India becomes the number one SAF producer in the whole world, not only meeting the domestic demand but the international demand also. We can export SAF from India. She is working on the SAF policy, and we would be engaging with the necessary stakeholders and very soon be launching the SAF policies.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India and New Zealand are gearing up to take their ties to the next level. Mr. Goyal, along with his New Zealand counterpart Todd McClay, reviewed the ongoing negotiations for free trade agreement between the two countries in Rotorua. During the meeting, the chief negotiators from both sides were also present. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a six-day visit to Angola and Botswana from 8th of this month. This will be the first visit of any Indian head of state to these countries. Addressing a media briefing in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs Secretary Sudhakar Dalela informed that the President will hold bilateral talks with the President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço. He said that President will attend the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence on 11th of November. She is scheduled to address the Angolan Parliament and to interact with the members of the Indian community of Angola. Members of the Indian women cricket team, winner of the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup 2025, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu congratulated the team and said the team strengthened the belief of all Indians in their capability by defeating the seven-time world champion and the then undefeated Australian team.
आप सब सुपरस्टार हैं, युवा पीढ़ी खासकर लड़कियों आपसे प्रेरित होकर जीवन में आगे बढ़ना चाहेंगे आज आप सब शिखर पर हैं। शिखर पर बने रहना बहुत बड़ी चुनौती होती है लेकिन मुझे विश्वास है कि जिन क्षमताओं के बल पर आप सब ने इतिहास लिखा है उन्हें क्वालिटीज के बल पर आप भविष्य में भी इंडियन क्रिकेट को शिखर पर बनाए रखेंगे
And in men's cricket, India defeated hosts Australia by 48 runs in the fourth T20 International at Carrera Oval in Queensland today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.